is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's time for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this magical time. I'd like to begin by opening sacred space. To the winds of the south, great serpent Satchamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the path the way you shed your skin. To walk softly on the earth, show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle, woban, condor, apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of. Give us clarity and vision, and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin, furred, and winged ones, all our relations. And Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space. Guide all who will hear this broadcast. Guide them all on their healing journey, bringing in more and more light, lifting up their heart frequencies as we traverse and transition in this miraculous time. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. Well, I'm delighted to be here. And today is August 21st, 2023, and we've reached the pinnacle. I'd like to introduce myself. I am part of the oneness of the omniverse. I now realize that we aren't only part of the multiverses, we are part of the all. I, along with 7 billion spirits, have been blessed to participate now in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension. I've been blessed to be a communicator, a translator, a clarifier, and a support at this critical and miraculous time in the history of our planet, guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I am in oneness with all of you, knowing that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am, as you all are. So I encourage you to continue to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of yourself and humanity. We are all divine beings in oneness with Creator. Millions of us have been selected to be way showers during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. As we each awaken, our higher frequencies will help others come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. And I trust and know that this is happening now, rapidly. I call in Archangel Michael, bring in the light and lift out the negative entities for all who are listening and those who will hear this message at a later time. Archangel Michael, bring in the light and lift up the negative entities for all. Bring in the light and lift up all the negative entities for all who are here listening and those who will hear this message at a later time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I encourage you all to use this prayer to assist in clearing your energy field or that of others. I've entitled this, "We've Reached the Pinnacle," because we have. It's all culminating now. We're no longer waiting. We've reached the climax of this transitional time. The tsunami has hit, and all the truth is coming to the surface, flooding forth. There are powerful energies above that are thrusting the collective into an unprecedented and long-awaited finale to this transformation. This couldn't have occurred 1 or 2 years ago. Humanity had to be brought to a higher vibrational level to prepare us for these changes. Also, many other things on a galactic level had to align to bring about the events we are now experiencing. Why now? Remember, as above, so below. The astrological movements of the planets, along with many other factors, are thrusting humanity forward in unimaginable ways. And I'm going to be sharing a great deal of astrological information, because I am finally have come to the point of understanding that interconnection and that power and how those energies are guiding and affecting us. Well, one major player is Pluto, taking center stage as it works in extremes and draws in intensity. Pluto is about big life choices and life changes, along with great cycles of death and rebirth. As one astrologist states, this transformational planet has the power to completely metamorphose us from caterpillars to butterflies, bringing alchemy and profound change. Pluto is the outermost planet with a 248-year orbit around the sun. Thus, Pluto hasn't been in Aquarius since the late 18th century. It was in Capricorn since 2008, and on March 23rd, the equinox, it transitioned into the sign of Aquarius, where it will remain after a few retrogrades for the next 20 years. Early May, Pluto began one retrograde, moving back into Capricorn on June 11th. And this movement back and forth between Aquarius and Capricorn is creating intensity on both a personal as well as a collective level. What we're now seeing with Pluto in Capricorn is the exposing of the shadow side of power. Many deep truths and all that's been hidden beneath the surface are finally being exposed, causing massive shifts. When Pluto goes back from Capricorn into Aquarius, we will be burying old ways, our relationship with the old systems, and how we were doing things with the collective will totally change. This includes all areas of finance, education, government, medicine, and religion. Basically, our entire lives will be totally impacted. Now, we're revisiting the past, learning from our mistakes, and making entirely new choices for our new Earth. This new age of Aquarius, which is separate from the zodiac sign of Aquarius, the new age will last about 2,000 years, and it's a time when humanity will take control of the earth and its own destiny. This age, as I said, is different from that zodiac sign, and it's characterized by the water bearer, a symbol of the bringer of spiritual enlightenment. As we pour water from one vessel into another, We will merge and unify the opposites of our world, bringing all into balance. Our thirst for peace, joy, and fulfillment can be finally quenched. Along with Pluto, four other planets are also in retrograde. Uranus wants freedom and can bring disruption and sudden fluctuation that creates stress and anxiety. Another one, Venus, rules relationships with others, with money, with our values, and with our sense of self-worth. Venus is causing us to reevaluate all that we believe and do so we can determine where we want to invest our energy from now on. Needless to say, many are feeling triggered at this time. Pluto will return to Aquarius in October with one more retrograde next September 2024 through November 2024. It's known to shake things up and have a big influence over society with a focus on how we want to use our technology, our innovation, and clarify our vision of the future. All is coming up for purging what no longer serves us so we can make the world a better place. This is truly divine timing. All is in place for us to see, feel, and open to the truth so we can finally usher in a new chapter in society. The phoenix is rising from the ashes. Our attention is being put upon the darkness, but there's no reason to fear. For through this, we are now prepared with our hearts full of love and compassion to move through this time unscathed for the most part. None of this could have happened sooner or faster, because all the effects on humanity are internal, psychological, and emotional. Everything had to move slowly, most especially over these past 3 years, so there wouldn't be a quick, sudden push. We needed to incrementally face our fears and address our triggers. We also needed the high vibrational frequencies from the central sun and others so we could move with compassion and forgiveness for ourselves and others. We've needed the strength these energies have brought us to spark the healing and ultimate transformation that we are currently undergoing. As we transition into our new earth, we need to make choices. There's no longer time to sit on the fence, people. We must let go of the old that no longer serves us. That includes personal relationships, our jobs or work, activities that we choose. It's reevaluating our daily routines, the music or entertainment that we've been choosing, the things we buy from groceries to clothes to appliances to homes. Everything we fill our lives with needs to be examined and reconsidered. We might ask ourselves some questions. Does this make me feel good? Does that support my well-being? Does this bring me joy? Is that a healthy choice? Do I feel lighter, more empowered, confident with this choice? There's no time left to sit on the fence about anything. Everything we are choosing is bringing us forward into the new earth or keeping us back in the old 3D world. Each positive choice is building, creating the world we are choosing to live in. Nothing can be random or so-so. Our choices need to be high vibrational choices of love, harmony, and compassion. If they are not, those choices need to be reexamined. None of this is easy. One person I know has struggled in an unfulfilling marriage for years. This year, she finally decided to get a divorce. Yet another woman is still in an extremely abusive relationship and doesn't know what to do. Her lifetime of abuse is continuing, but it's rapidly ramping up now. At this time, she can't see a way out because she suffered with abuse her entire life. Now, however, she is more conscious of her situation, and I trust will find her way to freedom. Another woman left an oppressive job last year and was unemployed for a while. Now her new job is proving to be even more abusive than the one she left. This is happening, so she can't help but move through this repeating abusive pattern and finally clear it. This is the final push for each one of us to free ourselves from our recurring low vibrational themes. As frustrating as this is to observe, I know that these women have changed exponentially. I've watched it, and they're beginning to make new and better choices. I'm confident of that. But it's still taking time because it's not an easy shift from the known and familiar, no matter how difficult it is to make positive new choices. The unknown is frightening. That's why the energies that are pouring in are so vital. It's feeding us to become stronger and feel greater self-love. Take some time and look back at how you are different today than you were last week, last month, or last year. How have you changed? When you reflect, I'm sure you'll note that these changes are impressive. Consider how the beliefs you've held about so many things are completely different than what they were. In these past 3 years, so much has changed for me personally that it's unbelievable. Every few days, I reflect on something that I notice different and new for me. My attitude about something, a new viewpoint, different preferences, new choices I'm making. The people I spend time with now are entirely different from even last year. This also means that the activities that I'm engaging in have shifted. There are people nearby who I still love and value, but my interests are so different now that they're no longer in my daily life. My path has diverged from theirs. Also, I seldom worry about things that used to concern me, from my financial situation to needing another's approval. All those things were based upon the illusionary 3D world I've let go. I know that all is working out for my highest good. Abundance is showing itself in a myriad of ways. I'm finding my joy, spending my days in peace, acceptance, and appreciation. Focusing upon my inner world helps me stay more aligned to the light and brings in more of the same in my outer world. I'm noting that I'm changing from what I wanted just a week or so ago to what's important for me today. It's a learning, growing, evolving, and it's occurring faster and faster. Time is speeding up, and yet events that happened in the spring seem as though it was years ago because time as we know it has changed. We've come to understand this concept of time eventually. We'll come to know this and see how it was a controlling factor in the matrix. With Pluto in retrograde, along with many other planetary influences, the old dark stuff is ramping up to a level where it will no longer be tolerable. That is what the collective needs. That's what we're seeing in the outside world. The extreme prices in food, gas, housing, and other essentials, unusual weather events, the insane behaviors seen on social media, the fourth indictment of Trump, governmental control reaching a level of absurdity. How many fires must burn and decimate places throughout the world before it's obvious that this isn't normal? These are being controlled by the dark forces. This is their last hurrah. The question bears asking, how many times does something have to occur before it's mathematically impossible for it to be a coincidence? The collective consciousness can't help but see how insane these things are. This is the impetus for humanity to finally turn away from the dark and oppressive and make new choices by literally rising out of the ashes. This is the up and down each day as everything is coming out. The secrets are no more. Everything is being put out there. All the dark that's been hidden under the surface for a very long time. The trafficked children. The financial enslavement system. The world control. The fake governments. The poisonous medicines. Suddenly, now we have an untold number of genders. What? It's crazy. Nearly laughable, but difficult, needless to say. Everything has to come up now and will continue to intensify for a while longer. This final phase in our outer world will reach resolution when all the truth is broadcast publicly to the entire world for us to see and face it on a personal as well as a collective level. That must and will happen. I don't give dates and times, but I'm sensing and praying that we will be moving into a greater calm after the autumnal equinox in September. Bring that into your heart and maybe bring that forward and manifest it to be so. We're being shown the illusion, being shown the matrix, the world of duality that we agree to live in for the evolution of the planet. But our world became so much darker than was ever intended. We are clearing it now by maintaining high vibrational frequencies that are moving us ever higher. Those of you listening, and many around you who don't appear to have awakened, are all well into the fourth dimension. Trust that much more is occurring internally for a large portion of humanity. This is the reason why this phase of transition into a higher dimension was prolonged, to prevent the human psyche and physical bodies from suffering a huge vibrational surge. I realize that I'm moving into a new reality, and it's available for all of us. And there are a few overarching beliefs that I know for certain. The old 3D world is no longer relevant to me, and as often as possible, I find that I don't need to be a part of it. I continue to disconnect from it with each new choice I make. It's still going to remain in humanity's consciousness for a while. But we don't need to engage there. We will create our external reality as our internal reality manifests externally. It must come from within. The movement into this new age is a movement away from the physical toward the spiritual transformation. Many people I've heard from who speak of changes that they're making often say, I'm spiritual now, trying to define and understand this new place, frequency that they find themselves in. They're noting this world inside of their heart and mind and connecting to it. A new reality is available for me and all who choose this. And we can fill it with love, harmony, and peace. It's our creation. It's our God-given right. And I want to remind you what I said before is we are not floating away into a spiritual ether. This time is where spirit and matter come together as one. Well, we've experienced several powerful events in August that have catapulted us forward. August 1st, there was a super moon, followed by the 8-8 Lion's Gate portal that extended from July 28th through August 12th. In this portal, our soul codes were opened, and we took a giant leap forward into a new light frequency with new and higher knowledge opening within us. The channels are sharing this and telling us and letting us know that we can't see it all here. We need their guidance. Well, these intense energies reach into our hearts, so we are now beginning to see things in a different way through love. This Lion's Gate shifted our perception, lifting us more and more into ever higher frequencies of love. It has helped us strip away all that is not of our highest good. So we are experiencing purging and releasing as we unburden ourselves of the old. And I want to insert here, know that everyone is on their own journey, on their own timeline, and we can't compare ourselves with anyone else. But trust it is happening for the vast majority of humanity, from what I understand. This shift is palpable for many. This is a completely new life that now lives within us. That is why we're able and ready to face the truth, because the lion within us is brave. Our view of everything has changed now and forever. We can no longer allow fear or doubt to hold us back. The lion brings forth in each of us beauty, power, strength, and the courage to live our lives fully in our creation of this new earth, Nova Gaia. I'm experiencing a variety of responses, both physically and emotionally at this time. I'm feeling so much calmer and accepting of things. Although my body is still struggling with random pain, and there are some nights that I have a fitful night's sleep, but in spite of the negatives, I find myself noting and appreciating so many simple things throughout my days, making sure I give gratitude for each of them before I fall asleep. As my husband and I sit on the porch many evenings, we've been watching two female hummingbirds that flit to the feeder, then to the flower, then to a flower, then race each other to a nearby tree, sometimes zipping by my nose. And then the other day, I stepped out to find a big toad on the porch. I think about 8 steps up from the garden. He spent the day focusing on eating bugs and just being. Later, he hopped about with no concern for my presence. In the morning, he'd return to the garden below, and I wondered what message he was giving me. Maybe to just relax into the moment. Each situation, each event, each being, each person or relationship that we come into contact with presents itself for a reason. There are no accidents. This is how the universe communicates with us. There's a message in everything that comes forth waiting to be discovered. Pay attention to what's right in front of you because you're being shown things. And my higher self, I had an incredible session, and my higher self told me, be sure you share this message in your broadcast. Be sure you tell them to attend to those things that are right there around them because it's there to guide you. You look and then ask, what does that say to you? What is that saying to me? The light is opening, people, and everything is coming in. I know the hummingbirds are reminding me to find my joy. The toad is bringing me into the moment. There's also a late season fawn. She's still speckled and small, frolicking about the yard, even when her mom isn't visible. Is more joy being sent? Or is this about youth and vitality coming into my life? Perhaps I'm putting out an energy that our land is safe and secure for this precious fawn to live on. Other messages are coming in regularly. I just need to note them and pay attention to what they are. 2 days ago, a woodpecker came to the feeder for the first time in weeks, maybe a month or two, a sign of changes to come. Then an owl swooped across my path as I drove down the road, reminding me to focus on my insight and intuition as I see beyond the facades and masks. Owl also speaks of approaching events that will be affecting my life. I don't know all of these animal meanings offhand. Many I just sense intuitively and look up spirit animal messages for the ones that aren't evident to me if I'm so guided. But we're all given messages daily. It could be a song that comes in at a specific time, an unexpected meeting, a coin or a feather in our path. The universe is speaking to all of us all the time. And it's important for us to pay attention and note these things that are occurring around us. They are signs guiding us along on this journey, especially now as we open to the seeing great assistance is coming forth to guide us through this beyond challenging time. And this morning, as I was editing this section, a song sparrow that we just identified yesterday perched on top of the cypress, the very, very top, outside my window, and began chirping incessantly. Up until the other day, we had never even seen this bird. Maybe, just maybe, the message is that I need to sing more. How can we move through this time of upheaval and chaos in the most calm, healthy, and effective way? There's so many simple practices that assist the body in rebalancing and healing itself by raising our vibrational frequencies. It's important that we engage in these each day for optimum health and well-being. And this maximizes our effectiveness as receptors of all the energy and information that is flowing to us now. Many of these things I've said before, but it's time for repetition. It's so important to ground. Walking barefoot outside or laying in the grass is profoundly healing. As children, we lay in the grass and watch the clouds go by or roll down hills. Getting out into the sunshine as often as possible is essential because it feeds our body in unimaginable ways. Staring at the sun during sunrise and sunset decalcifies our pineal gland, opening up our connection to source. It's also vital to immerse our bodies in water, swimming in a lake, river, or ocean, or simply putting our feet into a small creek or stream is cleansing to the soul. The negative ions near rushing water or ocean waves renew us. Go into the woods and commune with the trees. Like bodies of water, the woods have negative ions that feed our soul and help raise our vibrations. And one channel shared this, and I quote, "The reason we're urged to spend time in nature is that the energy of untouched nature is more pure and of a higher vibration than in places where human thinking has created some concept of nature." End of quote. That's why when I can't help but comment when I think of all these people going to Disneyland or Disney World instead of going into the woods, going into the mountains, spending time at lakes. I hope they awaken because I don't understand that behavior. Well, there are so many other activities that bring joy to our souls. Dancing, singing, or listening to uplifting music are powerful. And you might find music that's 432 hertz rather than the modern 440 hertz, which conflicts with our chakras, our human energy centers. Classical music, I think for the most part, is played in 432 hertz. And that frequency is connected to sacred geometry. Take care of your body. Salt baths are cleansing. I don't do that enough. I lecture. I don't do it enough. And you could put your favorite crystals. Just be careful. Certain ones don't need the water. But you could add them to the water along with wonderful pure essential oils. Also, salt in small containers throughout the house absorbs negative energy. Lighting a candle brings in light and power. Any ceremony, as simple as you're guided to do, can help you connect within. And meditation in any form is the best way to connect to our soul. And this one is big for me, people. It's big. Please bring color into your life to feed the chakras. These energy centers where we receive energy into our body are the colors of the rainbow. Each chakra has its own color vibration and carries its own unique frequency and wavelength. It's time we understand that our chakras are the most critical aspect of our being. We are made of energy, and without this flow of energy into our chakras, we would die. That's what Reiki does. It feeds the chakras. It restores the battery. It's vital that we feed our chakras, caring for them daily to keep them open so they can receive this vital life force that sustains us. And this is the part that is driving me, really, really, really bothers me. So many people are still wearing black on black. It was no accident that most uniforms are black. Think about that. Also, that black was considered most appropriate for professional attire and formal wear. We were intentionally programmed. We have a rainbow body, people. Our chakras are the colors of the rainbow. Our first chakra, the root at the base of our tailbone, is red. The next one, the sacral chakra, is orange. The third, our solar plexus, is yellow. Our heart chakra is green. Our throat is blue. Our brow, our third eye, is indigo. And our crown chakra is violet and white. We've got to feed our body with the rainbow. That means wearing clothes of color, eating foods of color, not packaged processed foods, fresh foods, fruits and vegetables. Yes, I still eat meat. I'm not judging that. But healthy raw foods with color are essential. Plums, red cherries, blueberries, strawberries, oranges, melons, and all the different vegetables, carrots, green lettuce, celery, broccoli, eggplants, cucumbers, tomatoes, my favorite. Bring color into your body and bring color into your environment, into your home, into your office. It's vital to realize that black is not a color, nor is it present in the rainbow body. Black is the absence of color. Black has no light. Yet so many people wear black all the time. They're not bringing in light for their body. They are actually blocking the light from coming in. Light is knowledge and love. It appears that many are unwittingly shutting out love. People, black has no energy to offer. End of my rant. Another practice that improves our overall health is conscious breathing. Pay attention to how good you feel when you breathe consciously. Our breath can move so much energy in our body that benefits us in countless ways. Then as thoughts and feelings come up, acknowledge them. Allow them to exist without fear and give them gratitude for the lessons you've learned. Then feel those feelings, like I told you so many times, and breathe into them and allow them to flow through and out of you. Joy and relaxation are the best states in which to receive. It always serves us to just stop doing and stop thinking. We don't always have to be accomplishing something. And this has always been a challenge for me. My husband just shakes his head sometimes. It's important that we relax and take it easy on ourselves. I'm learning to put things off that I don't have to do today. I'm going to talk about the vacuuming that still hasn't been done. Because we must give ourselves permission to take regular breaks and just be. And then I find when I do this, I'm more effective afterwards in my work and projects. Stay in the heart. Stay out of the fear. Find your joy as much as you can. As we raise ourselves energetically, the positive changes within will be reflected all around us. That's how we shift. As we move into higher and higher vibrations, one step at a time, the heavy lower vibrations will no longer be visible to us because we will have moved beyond them. They can exist in the higher vibrational frequencies. That is how we're bringing this transition to Earth. And that's what I spoke of, I know, in a broadcast a bit ago. People thinking we have to still do this and do this and do this and do this and clean up that and go there and do that lawsuit and blah, 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 blah. People, we're raising our vibrations above that. That's how we're bringing this transition in. I want to end with something I was fascinated to read, that darkness is not an entity. We give darkness a lot of power. We give darkness a shape and form and color, or black at least. But it's not a force in this universe. It is merely the absence of light. Think about that. That changes our perception entirely. When we step into the light, it won't matter if there's a law against this or that, because we find that we aren't engaged in any of it. When we step into the light, no matter what gets taken away, we're being assured that, and I quote, creation will provide another way, as long as we don't give in to the fear. So be brave, be bold, and be light. To be light is to let go the heavy things that are not of light, the things that keep your burden heavy. End of quote. And as we bring in the light, we won't see the darkness any longer, people. That's pretty neat. As I repeat it now, that's pretty astounding, because I think I'm seeing it even more dramatically than I did when I included it. And I want to remind you that it's most important that we focus on the now moment. Archangel Michael advises us, let go of the old and embrace the new that is coming in upon you. Let me say that again. I'm going to say that again. Let go of the old and embrace the new that is coming upon you as the new dawn is beginning to shine. Let that new dawn come forward. For it is the new dawn of the new creation for all of you. End of quote. It's all okay. It's all okay, and I know it. I feel it. I'm experiencing it. Oh, and I wanted to share with you the butterflies that I talked about last year, the monarch butterflies. Well, I never pulled up my milkweed, and they among, there's another crazy-looking butterfly that's going to turn into some kind of a big moth, are munching away at the milkweed. And I have now seen three beautiful emerald chrysalis with those tiny spots of gold on them. I've seen three. I know there have to be more because last week sometime I counted seven pretty good-sized caterpillars, monarch caterpillars, chomping around that I can't see anymore. So I know they've gone someplace and they're creating, or they have created a chrysalis. I just haven't discovered where they are yet. And the day is young yet because we're only still only into the third week of August. And I trust that more and more caterpillars, monarch caterpillars, are going to come along because there's still plenty of milkweed for them to be eating. And then I trust that maybe by that equinox that I spoke about, that autumnal equinox, maybe we'll be joining those caterpillars bursting out of our chrysalis into our new world as butterflies. I want to manifest that. I want to manifest that. I'd like to now end with these final thoughts. In this now moment, our awakening process is beginning to come forward more and more as we remember and know who we are in this grand theme, scheme of things. It's been said, it was divine timing. Well, this divine plan is here. And we are the ones who came here to bring this timeline forward into the oneness of all that is. And I'd like to close sacred space to the winds of the South Great Serpent Sachamama, gratitude for bearing witness. To the winds of the West, Mother Jaguar Otorongo, gratitude for being here with us. To the winds of the North, Hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, thank you for coming forth. And to the winds of the East, Great Eagle Wolgun, Condor Apuchin, thank you. Thank you for showing us this vision and bringing it forth in this message that I share today. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, gratitude to all of the beings on this planet that we are share the oneness of. And I forgot to mention in the things that feed our soul, to feed our soul with our animals, with our fur families at home or our animals in our home, as well as those that surround us. And Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, to the Star Nations and Great Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming forth in this now moment, in this glorious, magical moment, helping to lift our energies, giving us hope, showing us the way that we know all is well. I leave you now in peace and love. All. I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. Namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.